Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar and Zirma Zekas Yavamas Daf Samach, the sixth parak Kabbal Yabimto. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Ashi said that Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov and the Chachamim disagree whether Yesh Chalal b'chai ve'asei, whether a Chalal results from a relationship between a woman prohibited by an asei, such as in the case of a non-besula to a Kohen Gadol, or not. Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov holds Yesh Chalal b'chai ve'asei, and the Rabbanon hold Ein Chalal b'chai ve'asei. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov's source is from the pasuk referring to a Kohen Gadol that states, a widow, a divorcee, a chalala, a zona, he shall not marry. Only a basula of his people shall he take as a wife. And it's written in the next pasuk, so he shall not make a chalal of his offspring among his people, referring to all those listed in the previous pasuk. This includes the prohibition of marrying a non-basula that was inferred from the mitzvah's aseh. The Rabban hold that the word ve'ela and these is coming to divide the list, so that those that are prohibited by the Kohen Gadol by Mrs. Los Aseh produce a chalal, whereas the non-besula who's prohibited by Mrs. Aseh does not produce a chalal. Pointing to is taught in a brisa, a chosa arusa, a Kohen sister who died as an arusa. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah say metameila, he may become tamei for her, whereas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say he may not. Anusa mafuta divrei kol in metameila, if the sister was violated or seduced, everybody agrees he may not become tamei for her. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda darshan the pasuk regarding a Kohen becoming tamei for his sister, v'lachosa habasua, and to his virgin sister, excludes the sister who was an anusa or mafuta, since she's no longer a virgin. One might have thought to also exclude a mukas eitz, a woman injured by wood. Therefore, the Torah teaches a sholahisa le'ish, who had not been a man's, which implies that only a woman who became a non-virgin by a man lost the status of a basua, which excludes a mukas eitz. Hakrova or Rabos Arusa, who was close, comes to include an Arusa, so the Kohen brother may become tummy for her, a love or Rabos Obageris, to him, which comes to include Obageris. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that the words Asho Lahaisa Ish, who had not been a man's, is coming to exclude his sister, who died as an Arusa. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that the words Asho Lahaisa Ish, who had not been a man's, is coming to exclude his sister, who died as an Arusa. And point number three, was Tana Breis of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that a Gioris who converted when she was younger than the age of 3 years and 1 day is eligible to marry Kohanim. For the Pasuk states, in regard to the Midianite girls who were taken captive by the Israeli soldiers, but all the children among the women who have not known relations with the male, spare for yourselves, which means that they may marry them. And behold, Pinchas, who was a Kohen, was among them. The Rabbanan, who forbid Kohanim from marrying converts, regardless of the age they converted, hold that they may take them for their male slaves to marry and for female slaves. The Gemara asks how the Jews knew who was under 3 years and a day and who was older, and the answer is, Evirum lifnei hatzitz, they were made to pass before the tzitz, and any girls whose face turned green was above 3 years and a day and old enough to have relations. The Gemara clarifies that the tzitz was only used this way to punish non-Jews, but never to punish Jews. So once again, the few points are number one. Rav Ashi said that Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov and the Chachamim disagree whether yesh chalal b'chai ve'aseh, whether chalal results from a relationship between a woman prohibited by an aseh, such as in the case of a non-besula to a Kohen Gadol, or not. Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov holds yesh chalal b'chai ve'aseh, and the Rabbanon hold ein chalal b'chai ve'aseh. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov's source is from the pasuk referring to a Kohen Gadol that states, a widow, a divorcee, a chalala, a zona, he shall not marry. Only a basula of his people shall he take as a wife. And it's written in the next pasuk, so he shall not make a chalal of his offspring among his people, referring to all those listed in the previous pasuk. This includes the prohibition of marrying a non-basula that was inferred from the mitzvah's aseh. The Rabban hold that the word ve'ela and these is coming to divide the list, so that those that are prohibited by the Kohen Gadol by Mrs. Los Aseh produce a chalal, whereas the non-besula who's prohibited by Mrs. Aseh does not produce a chalal. Pointing to is taught in a brisa, a chosa arusa, a Kohen sister who died as an arusa. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah say metameila, he may become tamei for her, whereas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say he may not. Anusa mafuta divrei kol in metameila, if the sister was violated or seduced, everybody agrees he may not become tamei for her. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda darshan the pasuk regarding a Kohen becoming tamei for his sister, v'lachosa habasua, and to his virgin sister, excludes the sister who was an anusa or mafuta, since she's no longer a virgin. One might have thought to also exclude a mukas eitz, a woman injured by wood. Therefore, the Torah teaches a sholahisa le'ish, who had not been a man's, which implies that only a woman who became a non-virgin by a man lost the status of a basua, which excludes a mukas eitz. Hakrova or Rabos Arusa, who was close, comes to include an Arusa, so the Kohen brother may become tummy for her, a love or Rabos Abogeris, to him, which comes to include Abogeris. Rav Yosef and Rav Shimon hold that the words Ashola Haisal Ish, who had not been a man's, is coming to exclude his sister, who died as an Arusa. Rav Yosef and Rav Shimon hold that the words Ashola Haisal Ish, who had not been a man's, is coming to exclude his sister, who died as an Arusa. And pointing with Rivas Tana Breis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that a Gioris who converted when she was younger than the age of 3 years and 1 day is eligible to marry Kohanim, for the Pasuk states, in regard to the Midianite girls who were taken captive by the Israeli soldiers, but all the children among the women who have not known relations with the male, spare for yourselves, which means that they may marry them. And behold, Pinchas, who was a Kohen, was among them. The Rabbanan, who forbid Kohanim from marrying converts, regardless of the age they converted, hold that they may take them for their male slaves to marry and for female slaves. The Gemara asks how the Jews knew who was under 3 years and a day and who was older, and the answer is, Evirum lifnei atzitz, they were made to pass before the tzitz, and any girls whose face turned green was above 3 years and a day and old enough to have relations. The Gemara clarifies that the tzitz was only used this way to punish non-Jews, but never to punish Jews. All right, so now we go to a Siman Daf Samech, and this Siman was suggested to us by Ellie Tabari from Texas and Joe Mann. They both suggested Samech is a smiley face, and we use smiley face stickers as the Siman. So here goes. When the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker to the Nambasula who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just Achai Ve'aseh, suddenly needed to be Matama himself for his sister, who was an Arusa and just passed away. He dropped all the stickers to the delight of little girl converts who stuck them on their heads like it sits. So once again, it's a motion. When the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker, that must be Mordaf Samech, smiley face stickers. When the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker to the Nambasula, who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a Chai Ve'aseh, which reminds us, Rav Ashi said that Rabbi Yehazim and Yaakov and the Chachamim disagree whether Yesh Chalal b'Chai Ve'aseh, whether a Chalal results from a relationship between a woman prohibited by an Aseh, such as in the case of a Nambasula to a Kohen Gadol. Their Malchokas is based on how they darshan the Pasuk referring to a Kohen Gadol that states, Amana Grusha b'Chalal Azona as Eila lo yikach king Basula. A widow, a divorcee, a Chalal Azona, he shall not marry, only a Basula of his people shall he take as his wife. And it's written in the next pasuk, "V'loya chalal zaro be'amav," so he shall not make a chalal of his offspring among his people. So when the Kohen Gadol who handed a "I make a chalal" sticker to the non-basul who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a chai ve'aseh, suddenly needed to be matami himself for his sister who was an arusa and just passed away, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa a chosa arusa, a Kohen's sister who died as an arusa. Reimen Rabbi Yehuda say matami la, he may become tummy for her. Was Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say he may not? The Gemara explains how they darshan a pasuk to support their position. So when the Kohen who handed a I make a chalal sticker to the Nambasula who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a chai ve'aseh, suddenly needed to be matami himself for his sister who was an arusa and just passed away. He dropped all the stickers to the delight of little girl converts who stuck them on their heads like a tzitz. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that a gioris who converted when she was younger than the age of 3 years and 1 day is eligible to marry Kohanim. For the pasuk states in regard to the Midianite girls that were taken captive by the Jewish soldiers, but all the children among the women who have not known relations with a male, spare for yourselves, which means that they may marry them. And behold, Pinchas, who was a Kohen, was among them. The girls were made to pass before the tzitz, and any girls whose face turned green was above 3 years and a day, and old enough to have relations. The Gemara clarifies that the tzitz was only used this way to punish non-Jews, but never to punish Jews. So once again, when the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker to the Nambasula, who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a Chai Ve'aseh, suddenly needed to be matami himself for his sister, who was an Arusa, and just passed away, he dropped all the stickers to the delight of little girl converts, who stuck them on their heads like a tzitz. All right, now it's time for a four blah bal chazara. Daf Nun Vav, so the similar Daf Nun Vav is a shushu and shul going nu-nu, nu-nu. So here goes. The shushu and shul going nu-nu, shushu and shul going nu-nu, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Vav. The shushu and shul going nu-nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, which reminds us, we have a Malkos Rav and Shmuel regarding to what extent does a Yavam acquire a Yavama with an inferior Yibum. They disagree whether she fell to Yibum from Erison. Rav says she may eat truma, the ha Rabbi Rachmana, be a shogeg kameis, because the Torah has included relations b'shogeg with the Yavama as an effective form of yibum, like mezi. Therefore, she becomes his full wife. But Shmuel says that when the Torah included the inferior form of shogeg, it was only to establish the Yavam in the place of the deceased brother, since, as an arusa, she was not permitted to eat truma with her first husband, she is still not permitted based on the inferior form of yibum. The Gemara brings an alternative version of the Machlokes. So the Shishur and Shul going, nu, who prevented the Yavama who was acquired with inferior Yibum from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated, which reminds us, Rav has said, Eishes Kohen Shenansa Baal Aloka Olea Mishum Zona. If the wife of a Kohen was violated, her husband is Chayv Malkus if he then had relations with her because of the prohibition against the Kohen having relations with the Zona. So the Shishur and Shul going, nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated. So he missed his opportunity to prevent the Alman who was engaged to a Kohen Gadol from eating Truma. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, in a case of an Alman to a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha and Chuzah to Kohen Hedyot, mina Erisim lo yochel b'truma. From the time of Erisim onwards, these wives may not eat truma. Rashi explains that if she's a daughter of a Kohen, she becomes disqualified to eat truma in her father's house from the time he's Mekadosher. But Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon are Makshirin. They say that they're eligible to eat truma. Rashi explains that she only becomes disqualified to eat truma from the time she becomes a Chalala, which results when he has relations with her. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simur Daf Nun Zayin is nose, and we often use Pinocchio in the Simon. So here goes. The Betzua Daka Cohen, who was Mekadosh Bas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, Pinocchio, that must be learned off Nun Zayin, nose. The Betzua Daka Cohen, who was Mekadosh Bas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, which reminds us, on the bottom of Nun Vav Amabez, Rabbi Elazar said in the Meroshia, Betzua Daka Cohen Shekidish Bas Yisrael, in the case of a Cohen with a wounded or crushed testicles, who was Mekadosh Bas Yisrael, we come to the same machlokes between Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir, who holds Mishnah Meir's Labia Psua Daraisa Loach, a woman awaiting Daraisa forbidden relations may not eat truma, would say she is forbidden, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who hold she may eat truma, so too, he or she may eat. So, the Betzua Daka Kohen, who's Mekadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, as her proud woodworker convert father and Jewish mother looked on, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Oshia, Betzua Daka Kohen Shenasa Bas Gerim, Maushia Kalena Betruma, if a maimed Kohen married the daughter of converts, what is the luck regarding whether he entitles her to truma? The Gemara determines that Rabbi Yochanan was asking according to Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, a woman who's a daughter of converts may not marry into the kohen unless her mother is Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan was asking, what is the advantage of having a Jewish mother? Is it merely the kashrus, her ability to marry a kohen that has been added to her, but not the kedusha of being part of the kahal that would forbid her to a betzua daka, and therefore she may eat truma? Or is it the kedusha of being part of the kahal that has been added to her, which makes her forbidden to a betzua daka, and she may not eat truma? The Gemara brings a proof that he entitles her to eat truma. So the Betzua Daka Kohen, who was Mekadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, as her proud woodworker convert father and Jewish mother looked on, did it right in front of a Kohen Gadol who was bringing an Alman Abbas Kohen into his chuppah, even without being Mekadosher. Which reminds us, Rav says, Yesh chuppah psuas. There is halachic significance to a Kohen's chuppah with those disqualified from the kahuna. Rashi explains that if a Kohen Gadol brought an Alman who was a Bas Kohen into his chuppah, and did not yet have relations with her, nor even was Mekadosher, she becomes possible to the truma from her father's house. The chuppah kenisas be'ilodam, if her chuppah is considered as if he had relations with her. But Shmuel says, ein chuppah l'psuas, the chuppah has no halachic significance with those women who are possible to the kahuna. Daf Nun Ches, so the simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out his zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chassan insisted his kala drink the mei sota, which reminds us, Rav Sheisha said, yesh chuppah lepsuos, and that there's a mishnah in sota that taught. Likewise, when the woman takes an oath, she did not stray while on arusa. Now, it cannot be a case where the husband warned her as an arusa, and she secluded herself with the man while in arusa, but he made her drink after she was in nesua. For it was taught in a brisa, v'nika ishma avona, and the man will be free of sin, which teaches that the bitter waters work if the husband is free of sin. And if the husband had relations with her after she was in seclusion, he's not free of sin, and the waters will not work. Rather, it must be he warned her while she was in arusa, and she was in seclusion while in arusa, and then she entered the chuppah, but he did not have relations with her. So we see from here, yesh chuppah lepsulos. So Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out a zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the mei sota. while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, which reminds us, Rava rejects Rav Sheshes' proof from the Mishnah, since it was taught that the sota waters are only effective where the husband has had relations with her before the adulterer had relations with her. Therefore, the Mishnah cannot be correct, for how could an arus be subject to the bitter waters if the husband never had relations with her? Rami Bar Chama answered that you can find a case where the husband had relations with her as an arusa prior to the adulterer, in a case where he had relations with her while she was in her father's home. Since the husband acted promiscuously, and not for the sake of Nisuan, she's not a Nisua, and since it happened before his seclusion, he is free of sin. Therefore, yesh chuppah lebesulo, since it's his bringing her into the chuppah that causes her to drink. So Noah Goldberg decided to never rent out a zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the mesota, while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, and his monkey stole truma from a bas kohen, who received a get from her kohen yavam. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagreeing in a case where a brother of a deceased kohen gave the yavama, who was a bas kohen, a get. Rabbi Yochanan holds she can eat truma in her father's house, whereas Reish Lakish says she may not. Rabbi Yochanan says she may continue to eat it, even according to Rabbi Meir, for here she's only awaiting the rabbanan forbidden relations. But Reish Lakish says she may not continue to eat, even according to Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Shimon says she may eat truma while awaiting forbidden relations. This is only where he has the capacity to entitle a wife to eat truma in a different circumstance. But here, where he gave her a get, he does not have the capacity to entitle another one to eat truma through this relationship, referring to divorce. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a night. So here goes. The night. Night. That must be more on Daf Nun Tes. The knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol. Which reminds us that there's Malchus regarding if a Kohen Gadol may marry a Bulgaris. And the Malchus is based on how to darshan the pasuk regarding a Kohen Gadol. Behu isha bipsulah yikach. He shall marry a woman in her virginity. So the knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol told a young girl who did miun that she was not eligible, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Nivala Shlo Kadarka Pasula L'Kahuna, a woman who had relations unnaturally is ineligible for the kahuna, referring to a Kohen Gadol who may only marry a virgin. The Gemara questions why Rav prohibits her to only a Kohen Gadol, for when a woman has relations out of marriage, she's considered a zona and is forbidden to ordinary kohanim as well. Rabbi Zera answered that Rav's ruling applies to Amama Enes, a young orphan girl who did miun. Such a girl is not considered a zona or a divorcee to be prohibited to an ordinary kohen. But if she had relations with her husband, even unnaturally, Rav rules that she's not a basula and may not marry a kohen gadol. So, the knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the kohen gadol told a young girl who did miun that she was not eligible, but her sister with the hunting dog was. Which reminds us, Rav Shimon Bar Chiya said, Nibala behema kashera kahuna. A woman had relations with an animal is eligible for the kahuna, meaning she may even marry a kohen gadol. This was also taught in a brisa. Nivala lamisha eno ish, a woman in relation to one who is not a man, referring to an animal, afapisha baskila kashera kahuna. Even though she's subject to stoning, she remains eligible for the kahuna. Rashi explains that she would be eligible in the case when there were no witnesses or she was not forewarned. The Gemara brings an incident with a certain maiden who was cleaning the floor of a house that was attacked by a hunting dog and was deemed fit for the kohen gadol. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Golden Zichron, wishing a great day and great learning.